The Seder starts with a Kiddush. Kois Rishon. Okay, make Kiddush. Versteht ihr? We have to make Kiddush. Kois Rishon. Then, we want the child to ask. So we make Shinuyim. The first Shinuy is Karpas. Karpas is a strange thing. Because normally, you make Kiddush. You wash, and you start eating. Here, to make Kiddush, okay, you need to wash for Tibul and Mabashke, and then you just eat Pachas Mikazayas, and that's it. So that's a big Shinuy. And to be Ba'ur the child, sensitivity to ask. Then we do something even stranger. Do Yachatz. We hold to bring three batzas shleimos, and take the middle batza and break it. Now, for the Eved, if you've only got two shleimos and you've got a broken batza, so you could put the batza over already, a broken batza. But that isn't what we do, lechatchila. Lechatchila, we bring three shleimos. Shita Sagro, Shita Rabba, two shleimos, and then you break one. Why do you have to break it? We have one of the Sivonim, Yachatz. Why do you have to break it? Because Be'etzim, we want to Matzah, the Pashtus is, it's not in a Machlokes, but Rov Deus. Mitzvahs batzah, achilas mitzvahs batzah, kezayis batzah, which to be became the mitzvah by toichu batzahs, which agav is the only mitzvah of achila where the Torah prescribes the cheftza, which we have bizman hazeh. There's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos, but the Torah doesn't tell you you have to eat cholent. If you don't eat cholent, look. Sorry, bedikah, but you don't have to eat a kazai's cholent. we would have there's a bit of achilas korbanos, but we don't have that today. What do we have? The only mitzvah which we have to eat, actually the chayfetz which we have to eat, mitzvah deraisa korbanim, is kazai's matzah. Now, Rov Rishonim polled that that matzah has to be Lechem Oni, and there are four drushes about Lechem Oni. One of the drushes is Ma'darko shall Oni be Prusa, of Kam be Prusa. So it has to be a broken matzah, not a sholing. Oni doesn't have Choshva loaves, Choshva things, it has a Prusa. So, in order to show claw, you know, that we have here a prusa, so we take a shalim and break it. And that makes it very clear to the child that we've got a broken piece of matzah here. That we've got lechem oni. Asha ain't gain if we just had it there to start with. We put two whole matzahs, or one whole matzah, one half a matzah. Okay, that's what you had. That's all that came out of the box. They were all broken. So, Mela. But now we take a whole matzah, we break it. That shows that there's a din of Lechem Oni. You've got to have this matzah to be Lechem Oni. We then, our meaning is to put the matzahs on the table first. But then, in the time of the Mishnah, it says to bring the matzah after Kiddush. So that makes it even more of a gilui, a big fast. Well, kompani, you break the matzah, and then we say, "Hol nachlo anyo diachol avasod barad mitzrayim." So this is lechem oni, which they ate in Mitzrayim. Now we'll go over pashas, so we don't want to get too complicated. Now, you'll see, look at the Maral has a whole different balak, opposite balak than we're really saying, but. The pashas is that this is the Rabban says that the in Mitzrayim they gave us matzah to eat, lechem oni to eat. It's they bring the Ibn Ezra was once captured in India and in prison they gave him only matzah to eat. Why do you give Eved matzah or Shavui matzah? So it could be two possibilities. One is that you mix the flour and water, throw it in the oven, and whatever comes out, you give it to eat. Why should we? We're not interested in being mefanek. We're not interested in giving this prisoner a geshmak a time, fakir. We want to make it bitter for him. So we're not going to leave the dough to rise and become geshmak. I have to give him food because Amnesty International complained that we're not treating the prisoners properly. So okay, I gave him food. I mixed the flour and water, threw it in the oven. Whatever comes out. Now we're not talking about the bouncers that we have. You know, we have the expert people who can roll it out very thin, then it comes out crispy and geschmack and everything else. I'm talking about for matzah, you mix it, throw it in the oven, finish. There's another bailer for the captors that matzah takes much longer to digest. So you give him less to eat. He feels fuller for longer. The kids, the Ibn Ezra was fed matzah when he was in prison. So a lot of the Rishonim bring this from the Ibn Ezra. So Paroi, that's what the Rabban learns, that in Mitzrayim, Paroi fed us matzah. Lichoira, we are not talking about the matzah of the Peshas Yitzir, the Choira, even though there was a tzivui to eat matzah with the Korban Pesach. But why would that be called Lechem Oni, Kolach Bo Anya? Why would that be called Lechem Oni? I mean, that was Peshas the Geula. And Kal V'Choimer, it's not talking about the matzah which they ate the next day outside Mitzrayim, which be'etzin is ma'ore. The child won't know this question yet, but we should ask the question: aren't we going to eat matzah zecher lecheres? The Haidu, isn't the reason we're going to eat the matzah? Are this broken matzah is pashtas? Is the matzah we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah essay of achilas matzah on? Aren't we going to eat that matzah because of zeicher lecheres? Eventually, we'll get to Rabbi Gamliel, who says you have to speak out while you're doing these mitzvahs, and we're going to say matzah zu shod oichlim al shuma. And that matzah they didn't eat in Mitzrayim. They ate outside Mitzrayim. The whole thought of that matzah was that they made the dough in Mitzrayim. The posuk mefurish. The posuk says, "Vayoyfu es habotzek asher hotziyu mi Mitzrayim." What happened? B'shas the Yitzir, they started making dough. Are paro freed us by night. Chatzos alayla, bakas v'chosin, your avdei Hashem. And then he said, get out of here. And the mitzvah wants to leave. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're not going balayla. It's awesome to go balayla. Because Rosh Hashanah said, we mustn't step out of the house at night. In the morning, they wanted us to leave. We're not leaving until Moshe Rabbeinu tells us to leave. No, we're waiting around. So you need to have breakfast. Seder lo yosu lahem. They didn't make any preparations. So they started making a dough. In making the dough, comes the announcement, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ale in the rois. Quick, everybody out, 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 out. Moshe Rabbeinu is setting the lead. And Pli Atzuba. We say, we want to wait. No, no, out. Take the dough with you. Berach, if you make a cheshbon, Berach 2.5 million people. If there were 600,000 people from who were males from between 20 and 60. So, Berach with the kinderlach under 20, and the older people over 60. So it's Berach double. And then the women. So it's Berach comes out of the cheshbon of Berach 2.5 million people. 2.5 million people took the dough from which they made in Mitzrayim, and they baked it outside Mitzrayim. Doshnet vayovis abotzir shehoytziu mi Mitzrayim ugris matzis, and they baked it into matzah, which means how long was the actual process of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Less than 18 minutes. It's actually less than 18 minutes, because the din of 18 minutes is only when you bake matzah inside of the sun. Not shining, Lamoshal over here. You can't do Lisha Matzah here in the sun, because the sun shining on the would shine on the dough, and you've got less than 18 minutes. That's why matzah bakeries don't have windows, or if they do, they cover over the windows. They took the matzah outside. They took the dough outside. So you have less than 18 minutes. So the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was a Pli Atzuba. You got 2.5 million people instantly, kibat, were in Mitzrayim. They're outside Mitzrayim. And matzah, they baked the matzah outside Mitzrayim. That was the symbol of the gula. The etzim matzah is mesabel meridik and madriga of gula. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the Baal HaMin HaTeva. Kamfei Nesharim is the Baal HaMin HaTeva. Ba oid, that the Targum Yonason says that the sun baked the matzah. Now, if the sun baked the matzah, you realize, in order for matzah to be baked, in order for a dough to bake into matzah, the oven has to be very hot. We tried many years ago, when we were originally setting up a matzah chabura, we tried to bake matzah in a regular domestic oven. A regular domestic oven gets to about 250 degrees centigrade. I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit. You'll make the cheshbon. Well, 250 degrees, that's the hottest. We left it on, it's hot, hot, hot. And then we put in a thin matzah. It didn't come out like matzah. Alpi halacha, the pashtus was, there was matzah. Okay. Pashtus, it was matzah. Because the shaila is, how hot does the oven have to be in order to stop the process of chimutz and bake it into matzah? If the oven isn't that hot, heat makes chometz. If it isn't that hot, you put your dough in, right? When you put bread into an oven, it rises even more. And if you don't know how to bake bread and the oven's too hot, then it won't rise. And then you'll get an awful bread come out. But you have to have a certain heat in order to stop the chimutz. How hot does it have to be? So there is a lashon that has to be yad soledes. It's a pli atzuba, it's yad soledes. Because yad soledes means that if the oven is yad soledes, that's not very hot. 45 degrees is yad soledes. The maisa, your matzah, will never bake and it will come out of the zuchabich chometz. They say the pshat yad soledes is as soon as you put the matzah in, the matzah goes to yad soledes, which means the oven has to be very hot. Maybe you could do it with 250. A normal matzah oven is about 600 degrees centigrade. So I don't know exactly what the temperature was on Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to Rav Yonason, but I'll call body, it was hot enough to bake matzah. At 250 degrees centigrade, Rabbi Isai, there's no one grace enough committed if it's 250 degrees or 600. If matzah bakes, and the pella is that the people didn't bake and become the poshet off of the Afer. Our koponim, matzah lechor is mesabel yitzia. So that's not this matzah, because holach mo'ad yodiach holo avasoda ba'aro de Mitzrayim. But one second, it is the matzah we are going to, we just broke this matzah. We're talking about this lechem oni, which is the prusa here, which I am now going to be mekayim my mitzvah's essay of achilas matzah, l'shitas Rashi, the Rashbam v'chule, the Afikoim is going to be the Ika Matzah, so I put away the other half of this broken Matzah for Afikoim to be. So the Pele is that there's a massive stira here. I'm going to eat the Matzah, Zeicher Lecheiros. And what Matzah am I going to eat? Lechem Oni. Baruch Oponim. This can't be how we're starting, because we're starting Holach Mahadid Yachol Avazad Ba'ar Odi Mitzrayim. So it might be the matzah of the first Leil Seder. That was also in Mitzrayim. That Kazayas matzah which they ate with the Kom Pesach. It might be. But it's certainly not the we're talking about. We're not this matzah is not the matzah which they ate the next day when they baked it into matzah outside Mitzrayim. So the Pashtas, I said, it ought to get too complicated if it's that matzah, the Leil Seder. Okay, ultimately you have the same question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to eat matzah? If matzah was what Paro gave us to eat the whole time, why am I eating that with the Kom Pesach? Ein Shom, it's a Maran's mouth. But let's say, Kipshutai, the matzah I have on the table now, and you said it's the Seichel. So the question is, Boifin Klali, so why is the Zeicher Lecheirus Lechem Oni? Zeicher Laavdus. Why are we doing that? Al Koponim, the child doesn't know any of this. The child just sees Lechem Oni. Kol Dichlin Yesem Yechol, Ayin Shom, the Kashas, why are we saying that? Everybody knows the Kashas, Mistova. Sitting inside your house and making your nice decoration, anybody can come and join by Seder, and nobody other than the people in the house can hear it. And then Stavazay, you've already got to God, the Dalet Koisis, you already made the first Kois, why don't you do this before you start Dalet Koisis? And Amai, if your Oni knocks on the door, you'll give him another Kois, tell him to make Kiddush. Okay, it's very nice of you. And nobody's hearing it. How can you say anybody who needs to join by Korban Pesach? You can't join the Korban Pesach. You have to be before Shechita. You have to be on the Korban Pesach. Ayin Shom, the Pirush. Pour out the next kois. Noch HaShinui. We've got to be Marvin Shinui. We do Be'etzem Akiras HaShulchan. That's what you're supposed to take away the table. We have such big tables, we can't take them away. In the old days when they did Heseva Poshet, they were on a couch. They had little tables by each person. So Akiras HaShulchan, they used to take away that table. That was a siman, Al Pi Halacha, that's a siman, you finish the Suda, now you have to start Birchas HaMazon if you do Akiras HaShulchan. So you bring the Shulchan after Kiddush, or before Kiddush, the Mishnah after Kiddush, you break the matzah, you have your karpas, you break the matzah, and then you do Akiras HaShulchan. You finish the meal. So, no HaShinui. What do you mean? We haven't had anything to eat. Some people are doing Lagmias HaKairo. Going to a lot of poskim, the best is to take away the Kairo. It could be the reason why we have a Kairo, especially the traditional Kairo, which has three little shelves for three shelves for the matzah, and then on the top the simonim, and you have a little leg, so that it's a zeicher for the old little shulchanos which they had, so then you can take that away. Now we knowing to tell somebody take it away, we can close all our goddess and we finish, we're going to bed. So it only works at a kid about 5 who doesn't remember from last year that that's not the end of the thing. And then we have to be careful, because sometimes the kid really believes he starts crying. What do you say? We're supposed to have a whole little say. Oh, that's exactly the rule. That's what we want you to ask. That is the point. So it doesn't always work. But our koparim, that's the idea. You barbe in shinoyim, and then the kid asks. The kid asks, so I told you last week, what is be'etzim the shayla? The shayla is one shayla with four pratim. Why is this night different? There's something funny in this night. What's funny in this night? Two possibilities. Poshet. We only got matzah. Matzah is now, what's matzah? As far as the child knows, lechem ani or lachma anya. We made sure he understands this is lechem ani. We got Mara zechel la'avdus. You're doing tibulim. Tibulim is derech cheiros. Anim don't do tibul. That you're going to take your maror, seichel avdus, and do tibul with it, seichel chaimus. And now the fourth shayla, you've got called Pesach, only eating tzli. That's the ritual with the Zman HaMikdash. Tzli is choshev, especially you roast a whole animal, then you bring it up. We replace it with mesubin. Mesubin is derech cheiros, and for us, interesting. The Rishonim will ask the Kasha, what's Mesubin Bizman Azeh? Is if anything, it's Avdus, not Cheiros, right? Nobody knows how to do it properly. And even if you do it properly, the people are doing it on a couch and everything else. The Vita, we're not used to eating like that. Most people are on an armchair or they're here or there, or you've got a thing. So. But it's very important. There's a bunch of the Terence, the Kasha. If you look at it here, see the Yukim in the Groth. The Maisik comes out. The whole world is, it's a semen. It's not that we are actually B'nai Chorim, we are actually eating like we are knowing to the. It's a semen. It's a semen to the Chayrus. So Heseva is a semen to Chayrus. El Chalami is strange. Bizman HaMikdash didn't ask a seva because their seva was poshut. They always had their seva. Today we eat their seva. It's a seva. It's like the Cain zeicher lechurban, right? Zeicher lechurban. You don't have to knock down your house. You make up a seva. You don't finish off the house. Zeicher lechurban. The seva is a zeicher lecheiros. Al kopanim. What do you have over here? You got the child is asking, there's a steer, there's a massive steer. You're doing things which are zeichel avdus, you're doing things which are zeichel cheiros. And the steer is a very inbuilt steer, because even in the matzah itself you have that steer. In the matzah itself you have the steer. And in the morrow you have the steer, because you're taking the morrow doing tibul with the morrow. So what's going on over here? So we're going to skip because the next Maimorim are all a hakdama to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they're basically being koveya the protim of halachas. Ayin shom. The Sipur starts mitchila oivdei avodah zarah. Why do we have to be koveya the halachas? We're avodim. We're avdei Hashem, and Eved Hashem doesn't do the mitzvah without making sure he understands the mitzvah. So we speak out that these are all the mitzvahs, the proti of the mitzvahs. There's two aspects of the mitzvah: Beno Ben Atzmai, Avigadon Solovincho. That's the four sons, and the Yochel Mirash Chodesh. Now, Mitchila Avdei Avodah Zarah, how you say this? We're Maschil Bignus. I mean, Sayim Nishvach. What do we say? The Ruchnistik Gnos is we started out over the Avodah Zarah. For Achshav Kervon Nu Hamokim LaAvodosa. I told you last week that Mashgiach Tzadik Roch is about to be a deal. That Be'etzem tonight the Rebbeinu shows Mekarev us. He's Mekarev them. He's Mekarev us. Everyone together. LaAvodosa to Mekarev his Avodim. How is he Mekarev them? Shleva Vayom Yeshua Kolov. Do Elohim Acherim. Loshen Rabbi, Vayavdu. So it doesn't just go on Terach, it goes on everyone, Terach, Avram, and Nocho. Can't Nichoira Abu Seinu can't go on Terach because only the Ovis are called Abu Seinu. In fact, there was a split in the Yachas of Avram to Terach. Avram left Terach when he was still in his old age, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avram, Lech Lecho Be'atcho, I'm pattering you from Kibbutz. So he's separating the Yachas from Avram to Terach. So our Ovos start with Avram, but here's Mashma, Avram did Avodah Zarah. Vo'ekach es Avichem es Avram, Avichem es Avram, ve'ever ha'nohor, vo'olich oisem b'chol Eretz Kanan. I brought him to Eretz Kanan. Eretz Yisrael. Why is Eretz Yisrael called Eretz Kanan? There were seven nations here. Why is it called Eretz Kanan, not Eretz Hoy Moiri, or Eretz Hachivi, or Eretz Yibusi? Eretz Kanan. So the Shlach HaKodesh says, Kanan Zu Loshen Hachno. Eretz Yisrael is a mokim where it's easier to get Hachno to the Midah of Hachno. And the Midah of Hachno will bring you close to the Shechinah. Eretz Yisrael is the mokim of the Shechinah. And in order to see the Shechinah, to live with the Shechinah, you need Hachno. The Teva of Eretz Yisrael is to bring you Hachno. But there has to be a Yetzirah. What's the Yetzirah of Eretz Yisrael? Gaiva, COVID, as you see. Just go outside and you'll see. That's the. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Avraham Avinu to Eretz Kanan. There was Makariv him Avodah. That's the Mokim which is Roy for Avodah. For Arbe Zaroi, Rete Lois Yitzchok. A Pele, Be'etzim, it was a Nesida, because it wasn't, he was an Akor, and so it was Akora. He got Matana, he got Yitzchok. But Yitzchok is Yaakov and Esav, there was also a Pele. Yaakov and Esav, also Yitzchok and Rivka were Akoras, so it was a Matana. But Etel Esav is Haseyah, the Resh is Soisay, because Shmuel who gave to Esav Haseyah. Why? The Rashi says, because Esav did not want to be Mekayim the conditions which are necessary for getting Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Bokim, the Yuchad, for closeness to the Shekhinah, Mimela Avodah Hashem. There's a Tanai, we'll see. The Yaakov Avonav Yodu Mitzrayim. The Yaakov Avonav went down to Mitzrayim to be Mekayim the Tanai. What is the Tanai? Tanai was Bris Ben Abasarim. Baruch Shoyim after Chosin Yisrael Baruch Hu. Shakodesh Baruch Chishem is a case lasses. Kibusha Omen Avram Avinu be bris bein abesorim. Shneema. Vayim in Avram Yodoya Teida ki gei Yezarecho Beretz Elohim. Avodim Yidu Oysam Avram Yishonim. Gav Yisrael Gavar Shei Avram Yidu Dola Nuyich Vachrechein Yeitzu Birchush Garu. That's the bris bein abesorim. The bris bein abesorim was that you can have Eretz Yisrael, but b'tnai, you first go through a matzav of gei yezarecho be'eretz lo lohem va'vodum v'ilu oisom arba me'eshona. Have to go through this matzav, and then gabis ha'goy asher vodu don anoichi. I'll be don the goy which is serving. V'chei yeitzu b'rechush gadol. What's the rechush gadol? Rechush gadol kipshutoi is money. But fashteitzach, why should anybody want to go through arba meis shana of a gefelach gzeira just to get rechush gadol? Be mevater on the rechush gadol, be mevater on the avdus v'inoy, and be mevater on the rechush gadol. There it is, there's something much more in the Rechush Gadol. Something which you cannot be mevater on the avdus. The only way you get it is through the avdus, and that is to become the Av that's Avdei Hashem. That is Mukhrach. To become Avdei Hashem, we have to go through this Mahalach. Esav didn't want it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Esav Chutz Loretz, Haseyeh L'Reshis Oso. You can be Yerush there, you can have it forever. Not a problem. But Yaakov wanted Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov wanted the Mokim of Avodas Hashem. Yaakov wanted to bring the Goy Godel into the world, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham Avinu. That Goy Godel is the Goy of Avdei Hashem. So there's a bris. It has to go with the bris. Now, we say something very interesting. Baruch Shomer Havtechoso in Yisrael. Baruch Hu. We be Meshabeach Hashem. The Choyer, it was Mekayim is Havtechoso. Why are you being Mekayim? What's the big deal? Fashtetsu was Mekayim is Havtechoso. And number two, it doesn't actually say it was Mekayim is Havtechoso. It doesn't say Baruch Shekiyim is Havtechoso. It says Baruch Shomer Havtechoso. And then it says, "Shachodesh Baruch Chishev Isakeitz Nasus." What does that mean? What's Shoyim after Chosin? Shoyim after Chosin, Lichayra means the Rebbeinu Shoyim was Mashgiach on his Havtocha. He watched it like a Shoyim Socher, Shoyim Chinam. He was Shoyim in the Havtocha. He made a Havtocha that Achreichen Yetzir Berchush Godel. And in order to have that, we have to become Avodim Bechule, Ger Yezarecha. The Rebbeinu Shem was showing me this Havtocha should be this kind. The Hainu, we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekervonu Amoka Im Lavedosu. The Rebbeinu Shem was Mekarevas. He made it today. And we went down to Mitzrayim. And we got Mushpa from Mitzrayim. Ki Yodua, we were almost in the 50th Shah of Tumah, which meant that we'd never get out of Mitzrayim. We could never become the Avdei Hashem. We're finished. The 50th Shah of Tumah is finished. You can't get out of that. The Aino is a matzav when a mensch could be so tome, so male Avdei Dazara, so male Deus Rois, that he'll never be able to change. The Moshe didn't let that happen. Shoyim after Chosin Yisrael. Because from Chishev is a Kates. What's Chishev is a Kates? Yodua. It doesn't say clearly in this bris what has to happen for 400 years. It could be Geyer Zaracho for 400 years. It could be Avodim for 400 years. It could be Ido Isom for 400 years. It's not clear. The Rebbeinu Shem made Cheshbonos. When he saw the cloudy soil, if they'll stay any longer in Mitzrayim, I'll never be able to take them out and bring them into the matzav of Avdei Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shem made a cheshbon and put the 400 years on the Geyer Zaracho. Started the clock of 400 years from when Avraham Avinu had a Zerah, when Yitzhak was born, and that was the 400 years. Yesh Oimrim, the Chishev is a case a different way. The attack of the 400 years goes on Avodah Ve'ilu Oisom. They were only there for 210 years. Yesh Oimrim, the work HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, was he made Paro torture us with such extreme Avdus Ve'ilui that it was Ke'ilu we were there for 400 years. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make that cheshbon. How much suffering should there have been over 400 years? And he concentrated it in 210 years. The Malbim is Medayim, an interesting deal. What's the subject of the sentence? Zaracho. Right? Your Zera will be again. Vavodum. What's the subject of Vavodum? No. Zaracho. Right? Your Zera will serve them. Ve'inu oisam. What's the subject? Zaracho. It should be, and the Zera will make them suffer. Who's the them? Hello? Don't say who. Elamai, Zok the Malbim. The Gzera was Geye Zaracho Vavodu. Ve'inu oisam is going on the midstream, and then the Kodesh Baruch wasn't Goyzer. The Gzera was Avdus. And then the Rebbeinu Shem said, Nevius, that they are going to be Ma'aneh them. The Mitzrim are Ve'inu Oisom, is the Mitzrim are going to Ma'aneh Zaracho. V'gabes ha-goy asher yavoidu don anoichi. And then I'm going to be don the goy asher yavoidu. Did they do it according to my gzeira? Were they mosif on the gzeira? Did they do it because of the gzeira? V'chule, v'chule. And decide whether they should get oynish. And because of the inu oysom, which are not part of the etzim gzeira, that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu turned the screws, so to speak, tevin lo yinosim lohem, which was the end of the period of Avdus, which is an unbelievable, crazy gzeira. It's a crazy gzeira. It wasn't shayach for them to go and get the tevin and make all the bricks and do everything. They were working at maximum before they had to get the tevin. So how's it shayach to do more at the same time? It's not shayach. It wasn't possible shayach. They were beaten, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. All that was to be mashlim, the 400 years of Avdus, which I don't have time now to let you stay here for another 190 years, because the matzav is so bad. I have to get you out of here, but I need the 400 years. According to that, pshat, the chishev is akeitz, is machmas the inu oisom, you can put into the 400 years. Al kol ponim, what are we being mevarech Hashem for? He was shoymes techosim. The Eibishter was Mekayimus Lavoidosa. And that's the Bris Beit HaMsorim. And the Rebbeinu Shleilam made sure that Bris Beit HaMsorim will be Mekuyim. The Nocha Pshat, it's Shoyim after Chosoy Li Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shleilam kept the Bris Beit HaMsorim for Yisrael and not for Yishmael or Esav or any of the other possibilities, descendants of Avram. Well, let's go with the Pshuto. Vehi, and that Shmira that Avraham Shalom was Shoymer. It doesn't say actually he was Shoymer. It doesn't say Baruch Hashem Shomar Esav Techos. It says Baruch Shoymer, Peroshen Hoiver. The Avraham Shalom is still Shoymer in Avtocha. Why? Because he was never yet became the whole Avtocha. The whole Avtocha was to give us 10 nations. Eretz Yisrael, Kedi Veknisi, Moriyamori. And he hasn't yet given that. That's Esav, the land of Esav, Edoim, and Amon Amoyim. He hasn't been Mekayim yet. So he's still being Shoyim in this Havtocha. And the Havtocha Bris Beit HaMsorim is still no gear to ask, because the Bereshit hasn't yet been Mekayim. And if we see in Mitzrayim that he made sure he's going to be Mekayim to the degree in Mitzrayim that he wouldn't let us slip to a matter that we can't, and the Bereshit was Mekarev them al yidei this Avdus and Inui, then what's going on today is still making sure that there'll be a Klal Yisrael who can be Mekayim this Havtocha of Bris Beit HaMsorim. So Vehi She'omda La'Veseinu Ve'lonu Shoyecho Bilvad Omad Oleinu L'Chal Yiseinu L'Chol Dovid Orem Dim Oleinu L'Chal Yiseinu Ma'Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodom. Why? To be Mekayim the Bris Beit HaMsorim. You don't think that in our door there's their own Dim Oleinu L'Chal Yiseinu? Well, you're closing your eyes and you're putting your head in the sand. Because right now, Rabbi Yisrael, in order to scare you, most of you are going to run away anyway, but right now, and I hope you come back, right now there are over 200,000 rockets pointed at Eretz Yisrael. And the people who are manning those rockets are not the most normal people in the world. Right? I and what happened 2 days ago in... it was yesterday in England. And all the other chevra all over the place, crazy people. So there were tkufas, maybe you weren't sure there was Oimdevaleinu L'Chal Oseinu. He'd say Ulamad Vabikesh Lavan Arami Lassus Liakim Ovidu. Lavan seemed such a nice man, but Lamaisa there was a Gilui. Because the Torah tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu came to him at night before he bumped into Yaakov, before he caught them up, and he said, "Don't you dare do anything to Yaakov Avinu, Itoy Vadro." And then he let that slip when he said to Yaakov, "Yesh Leil Yodi Lasus Yivachem Toy Vara." Kodesh Baruch Hu came to me and told me I shouldn't do anything. In other words, he wanted Be'etzem to destroy them. even though you didn't see it. That's a raya. The holdover, the Oim Divaleinu, the Chalim Seinu. And don't think if you're going back to America, you're safe. There might not be 200,000 rockets pointed in America, but don't think there aren't people who Oim Divaleinu, the Chalim Seinu in America. And if you think that, if you think that you're safe there, eyeing what happened in Germany in the 20s, everything was fantastic. The Jews were everywhere, everybody liked the Jews. And then a crazy man started coming. Who would ever have goyis anything from Hitler? Maybe should turn the whole thing round. All of a sudden, you get the mats of what happened. The same thing can happen in any country in the world. Shepara legozel al aschori, beloved bikish laakor esakol shnei ba'arami oibid ovi. Now this is the Pesach to get into the four psukim, which we darshan the ikar droshes of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. The four psukim, which the Mevi Bikurim says when he brings the Bikurim, he says a bit more afterwards, but this is the Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. You saw that Dovah the Mefarshim tell us is because this is the way of being mesapes Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. But there, Hakoras Hatoiv Takodesh Baruch Hu, from the Iki Yesoidus here, we spoke last week. Simply says, "Sometimes we back it Toiv Takodesh Baruch Hu." As a Meridika Bar Benel, in his Pirush on the Haggadah, he says that on the Leil Seder, the Kaira, the Inyonim with the Matzahs and the Simonim that we have, are our Bikurim. And every Yid, on Leil Seder, we are bringing our Bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and making it our Amira for our Avi Ovid Ovi. There is a Bechina Bikurim, and the Seder table is a Bechina of the Mizbeach, putting the Bikurim next to the Mizbeach. Al Komponim, Moshe Doh in the Pasuk, our Avi Ovid Ovi, okay, that's Lavan. Vayered Mitzrayimo. What's the Hemshech? Arabi Ovid Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu didn't run away from Laban and go to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu came back from Aram, came to Eretz Yisrael. He was in Eretz Yisrael for years before he went out to Mitzrayim. So here's Mashmah as a continuation, Vayered Mitzrayim. What's the pshat that Paro lo goza el azchori? What's that no geha? He shall hold over the Oim Divaleinu, say Levad from Lavan. Lavan's a raya. Hold over there. What's it got to do with Paro? Why do we bring in Paro over here? Terence is, it's a big kasha. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us to Mitzrayim? We have to be gay Yezarecho Be'eretz Lo Elohem. We were Be'eretz Lo Elohim. We were in Aram. Narayim, my love on. Why wasn't that? Why couldn't that Kodesh Baruch Hu be Mekayim the whole Brisbane Avasarim there? And make a Shinu in a Matzav that they would be makers into Avodim. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu change? They were there already. Terence is, Arabi Oimid Ovi. If we would have stayed there, they would have killed us completely. And we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be Shoymeh Haftachosoy, which we said he's going to be Shoymeh this Haftacha, you can't be Mekayim Haftacha in Aram. Where could he be Mekayim Haftacha? In Mitzrayim. So the Arami Ovid Ovi, but in order to be Mekayim Brismein Avasorim, Vayered Mitzrayim, Gevaltike Chesed. It's a chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to Mitzrayim to be Mekayim the Bris Ben Avasorim. Ba'oid, if we feed the Mefarshim, we say, V'lochim Bikesh La'akor Es HaKoel. What's La'akor? Seloshin Avodah Zarah. And some of the Mefarshim explain that the Oved doesn't mean necessarily to kill completely. It means to be Oika'az from our Shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lavan, we were very close to Lavan. He was our Zayda. And Lavan and in Aram, they would have been Mashpia on us to become total Oivdei Avodah Zarah. We would have gone zipped into the Shar HaChamishim so quickly that it wouldn't be Shaykh to be Mekayim the Bris Bein Avasarim there. Vayered Mitzrayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they had this interesting law that they could not eat together with an Ivri. So there was always a separation between between us and the Goyim. Im Kol Zeh, we were Mushpa, but not anywhere near that we wouldn't be Mushpa in Aram. Baruch Shoyim Avtachosan Yisrael, Baruch Hu, the Bershom was Shoyim Is Avtacha, and took us to Mitzrayim. Vayered Mitzrayimo, Vayogo Shom Dimseimot, Vayisham Legoy Godel Otzum Varov. Don't have time to be mefarish the psukim now. But that's how Klal Yisrael became Mulamit Shayim Mitzuyonim Shom. We became a separate nation, and we became very big. Umimela. The fact that we were so big put us into a shvera matzav, the mitzrim, vayareo is on our mitzrim, vayanunu, vayinoleinu avoyda kosho, and they put us into a gefelach, a matzav. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let this happen? Because when we came a goy, mitzuyonim shom, we kept four things. We were separate always, we were a separate nation, but we slipped away from avoydas Hashem. We slipped away from the Kabbalahs that we had. We stopped doing Bris Mila. We stopped doing the different Kabbalahs that we had from Avraham Avinu. We were slipped away. The Eivishter was Mesabev. That's the key of Avodum. Avinu Oisom. And we got into such a Shmera Matzav that we were Miyush. The Eivishter made a Matzav in Miyush. We came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, start davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the third pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekabel the tefillahs. That wasn't enough. We didn't have schuyus to get out. It had to be also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayar es amaleinu ves Vayaris on Yenu ves Amaleinu ves Lachatzenu bishtziruf of that as well. The Eivishter was Merachim on us Vayotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim. With all the Biur in the Pasuk, they're interesting. There's a Dova Acher here. Only that's the only Pasuk which we have a Dova Acher. The first Mahalach in the Pasuk is Gilu Shechina. The second Mahalach is Makas. Makas is the Don Anoichi, that chelik of the Bris Meila Besorim, the Don Anoichi of the Goy Hashem Yavoidu. And the first Mahalach is the Gilui Shechina that we had. the Gilui Shechina, and then we carry on in the Don Anoichi. We were Minayin, Shkol Mako Mako, was 50, 250, 200, 250. That's all Kriyas Yamsu. That's not simply Yitzhak. No, it's a chelik of Dono Noichi. The Mido can again Mido, both in Proti. So we bring it, that's part of the Dono Noichi. That's why it's Nogea to simply Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's the cube of Dono Noichi. And we realized there's a Bore Oilom, Roshon was Makaribas, by making this matzav so bad that we turned to him and we davened to him. And then he was nisgale to us. And we saw two sides. We saw the chesed of Hashem and the midas hadin of Hashem. Oh, that's kervon el ha-mokim el ha-medosoy. Kama milas toivas la-mokim aleinu. We go through ilu, zing dayenu. And then we want to get to the mitzvahs. Wait, you can't do the mitzvahs yet. Can't do the mitzvahs yet. Rabbi Gamliel HaYoimeh, before you do the mitzvahs, you have to come and connect the sipur to the mitzvahs, as Rabbi Gamliel. Pesach Matzah Morah. I don't understand. What Pesach Matzah Morah? It should be Morah, Pesach Matzah. Teretz is, I'll go very quickly, but I hope you're holding with. The Teretz is that Pesach is the first thing that Pesach Avoseinu Oichlim is what Beis Avik Shoy Kayim Shubo Shul She Pesach Kol Shbroch Abati Avoseinu Mitzrayim. Pesach is the Gilui of what I just said, the Chesed to Klal Yisrael and the Din Kosher to the Mitzrayim. Pachat Prodim, the Din Ayin, the Gvaltiga Chesed that there was to Klal Yisrael. 2 days, what was the problem? What could have been the problem? Was it that Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't Makeh Klal Yisrael? Why should he be? maybe they were zoicha, or the bashchis, he didn't let the bashchis chal, which is the second pshat, right? He didn't let the bashchis come in. That's Pesach. Batzezusha le'oichi. We said it's zoicha to the cheiros. But look what it says here. It doesn't say just shum shelo hispik v'tzeichim shalav v'seidel hachritz ad sheyotzu b'mitzrayim or ad shehotziyonu b'mitzrayim. It says lo hispik v'tzeichim shalav v'seidel hachritz ad sheniglo aleim melech malchei amlochim hakadosh baruch hu galam. This nest that happened b'shas yitziyah, which I mentioned before, was a tremendous gilui of melech malchei amlochim hakadosh baruch hu. What's this lashon? Melech malchei amlochim hakadosh baruch hu. Total malchus. There, you have malachim in this world. You have certain kings who control other kings. You have malchei hamalachim. And then HaKadosh Baruch is the melech malchei hamalachim. He controls the whole thing. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The God says HaKadosh Kedusha is Mufrash and Mufdal is Midas Hadin. Baruch is Bracha is Chesed, Midas HaChesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The God says that HaKadosh and HaBaruch, Midas Adin and Midas HaChesed, is all one. Or you could say even more. HaKadosh, Midas Adin, Baruch Hu, is actually a Chesed. Because the Din is actually a Chesed. If you realize that actually everything that comes out of the Midas Adin is Gamzu L'Toyva. We suffered terribly. Avodu V'inu Oiso. Maror is Zecher. Le'avdus, that's what we say. You can't eat the mara at the beginning because you don't understand what the chesed of the mara was until you have the Pesach and the Matzah. When we realize from the Pesach and the Matzah that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and that in the end, Nigla Aleihem Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we realize, now I realize, what was the tachlis of this whole Avodu V'inu Oysom? That's what brought me back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what made me into an Eved Lashem. That's how we could become Avodi Mamish Lashem Yisparach. When we lost everything, there was no hope of anything, we gave up completely, except we turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, now you're an Eved Lashem. And in the end, Paro, he never freed us. Paro said, "Ad hashlo avodai hoyisem mikadul habo avdei Hashem." He gave us over, like one master gives the evid over to the other master. He gave us over to be avdei Hashem. Is lemafreya? I now understand why the whole avdus was be'etzed the chavos. I now understand why I'm eating matzah, lechem oini, the lechem which Paro gave us to eat, a zeichel that avdus, and that was gufa, the zeichel lecheirus. Because the miser, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the cheirus punkt in the middle, this whole nest that he made in the middle of making the matzah? He didn't have to do that, it was a pellet that he did that. Punkt in the middle of making the leash, the dough, and taking out the dough. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that the matzah, the anius of matzah, the avdus of matzah, that is the chayrus. That is how it became after Hashem. And that's why I take the morah and I do a table with the morah, because the morah is the chayrus. It's all a gewaltige chesed. Baruch shoyim after chosin Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Gewaltig, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed that bris made up a sorim. Elecho chesed, yoseh godol mizeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekarev us to become avodov. And he wasn't only mekarev avoseinu. Mechol dor v'dor achai avodim lirisis atzum kinu hu yotzum in Mitzrayim. Take the limudim from Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. And we have to realize, he got sort of inchom, but we'll say, also Hashem, li, lo yes avoseinu bilvod go'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avoseinu go'al imohem. He was mekarev us tonight on Leil Seder, when I get the giluim, that was all the, what I learned from Yitzis Mitzrayim, the gilu Shechina in Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Makkos, the Midas Adin, the realizing the Chesed Gomel of Avdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all these things which I learned of limitations of a matzav where you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal, have no shaychus to ruchnius. How is he Mekayim Avoseinu? He brought them to Eretz Yisrael, the Mokim of Avoida. Oysanu, Hotzi Mishalu Vadehov, Yosanu says, Oysa, Oretz Ashenish Bal Avoseinu. So what are you going back to Chutzoretz for? Al Kol Panim, Lefichach, Anachnu Chayovim, Lehoida is a Hallel, Vechule, Vechule. And we sing a Gmaltik, a Hallel. And what's a Hallel? The same Hallel that the Yin sang when Paro made us into Avoida, Avde Hashem. Kri, he freed us, behind him, made us into Avdei Hashem. What did we sing, the first Hallel? Hallelu, Avdei Hashem, v'lo Avdei Paroi. And Lefi the Rabban, we understand also, the Rabban says, why do we split the Hallel into two? Because he says, it's Be'etzim Hallel on the mitzvahs. But you can't eat the matzah and sing Hallel at the same time. So we sing part of the Hallel before, we do the mitzvahs, and we sing part of the Hallel afterwards. Why are we saying Hallel for the mitzvahs? As we spoke on the other night in the Shmuz. Because we have to, we're avodim, but besimcha tzuma, we have to appreciate the klal tigazah. So when we bekayim the mitzvahs, we want to say a Hallel, Hallel avdei Hashem on our mitzvahs. Not just a Hallel on the Yitzis Mitzrayim, a Hallel on the Etzim mitzvahs. That's Shittas Rambam.